Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sun down, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Winter wheat producers are on the outside looking in when it comes to APH, actual production history for the 2015 crop. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says they're ahead of normal on everything else, and now they're getting around to implementing APH, which was dictated in the 2014 farm law. The APH calculation will be available on spring planted crops for 2015. Details will be coming from RMA in December. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was on a media teleconference yesterday.
As a result of some extraordinary work on the part of RMA and FSA, we find ourselves several months ahead of schedule in the implementation of a number of the safety net programs, which has freed up IT contractors and freed up personnel to focus on this issue. We've also now been able to determine that much of the information that we established for the implementation of the ARC and PLC programs that were announced just in the last couple of weeks can also be used in terms of this crop insurance issue.
Winter wheat producers left out of this equation for 2015. That means next fall, the 2016 crop, will be the first opportunity to be able to implement an APH calculation on your crop insurance.
Spring wheat's going to be covered, winter wheat's not. And the reality is that we cannot sort of reopen that because it would create some serious actuarial concerns that would result in a bit of chaos in the market, which frankly we just don't think is appropriate and it's not the precedent that we want to set.
And the secretary added that if you're on the outside looking in, you just don't understand how complicated this thing is.
It's relatively easy for folks on the outside who don't understand and appreciate how complex this truly is and how many different variations there can be to have raised concerns. But we're attempting to try to address as many of those concerns as we can without compromising the actuarial soundness of whatever policies are being issued.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Meanwhile, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, commended the Secretary and USDA and the RMA specifically for working to get APH included for the 2015 crop year for the spring planted crops. He says that he does remain hopeful, quoting out, that USDA will also work to make the same relief available to winter wheat producers. Based on what Tom Vilsack said yesterday to reporters, he has no intention of doing that. From the calendar, Dr. Doug Rushing, Director of Global Industry Affairs for Monsanto, will be talking about sustainability of modern production agriculture in a presentation at Cameron University tonight in Lawton. This presentation open to the public at no charge. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, two great Superior Video Livestock Auctions this week. Superior Select Replacement Female Auction starts 1 p.m. Thursday afternoon. 5,300 head of replacement cattle will be sold that day on Dish Network 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then Friday, 21,000 head will be selling beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time. That'll include yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, and more. Details on both auctions, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.